朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
好不好？请我们再回到这个约翰福音第二十章，我们看十九节到二十三节这一段经文。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to John and chapter 20, verses 19 through 23.
在刚才我们所读的这段圣经里面，我们很明显的看到门徒当时的光景。
And through this passage, we clearly see the situation of Jesus' disciple at that time.
我们看见他们的软弱，看见他们的失败。
We see their failure and their weaknesses.
但是也在这段圣经里面，我们并没有看到这些门徒很明显的一个乾坤扭转的一个现象。
It was also not obvious through this passage how the disciples could be turned around.
不错，他们的心里面有一个大的改变。
Yes, indeed, their hearts were transformed.
他们本来是害怕的。
And they were afraid.
本来是躲躲藏藏的。
They were
本来他们的心情是低沉的。
Their hearts were in the lowest point.
圣经告诉我们说，他们看见主，他们就喜乐。
But yet the Bible told us, as soon as they observed, they see the Lord, they were happy.
但是在圣经里面告诉我们说，这个内心的转变不是上帝至终的目的。
Yes, but indeed, in the Bible also says this turning point is not the ultimate goal of the Lord.
在这一段我们刚才所读的圣经里面
，and through this passage,
弟兄姊妹请注意，耶稣基督不是向个人的这些门徒个人显现，是向着一群的门徒显现。
He did not appear to each individual individually, but rather he appeared to the whole group.
换句话说，神在这里给我们看见，神不是向信徒。个人的心意是向着整个群体、整个教会的心意。
Therefore, this represents what the Lord wanted the whole church to witness.
我们个人做一个喜乐胜过环境、胜过压力、胜过挫折的基督徒，这件事情本身不是神最后的一个心意。
To be an individual victorious Christian.Is not the final goal of the Lord.
我们等到《使徒行传》的时候，看见这些门徒完全脱胎换骨，变成另外一群门徒的样子。
Yes, in the book of Acts, as you see all the disciples, how they have ultimately been transformed into a group of Christians, that is the goal of the Lord.
所以在这短短的五节的圣经里面
，So through such five short verses,
我们看见个人在神面前的蒙恩。并不是上帝永恒计划里面的一个最主要的部分。
So we see an individual that has been blessed by the Lord has not reached the final goal of the Lord yet.
换句话说，也是我们常常讲，一个弟兄、一个姊妹在众人的面前受洗归主以后，好像就毕业了。并不是这个意思。
We do not example, for example, when a person has been baptized, that does not mean he has graduated and that's the end of his or her career.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神留你留我在地上，有他神圣的目的。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord has kept us, you and I, on this earth, has His own goal.
不管我们的年龄今天是多长
，regardless of our ages，
不管我们的身体的状况是怎么样
，regardless of our health。
今天神把我们留在地上，就有他留在我们地上的目的。
There is a purpose. It's His purpose to keep us on this earth.
他们看见主，他们就喜乐。
When they saw the Lord, they were happy.
难道这不是我们今天所追求的目标吗
？Isn't this also a goal that you and I pursue?
但是一定不是上帝，一定不是复活的主所期待的最后的目标。
But this is not the ultimate goal pursued by our Jesus.
起码我们在这五节的圣经里面，我们看见这些门徒扭转的一个关键的改变的地方。
We do see though the turning point, how the disciples were turned around in these five verses.
在十九节还有另外一个我们今天没有读的二十六节里面，我们都看到同样一句话，不太显眼，但是这句话非常的重要。
Yes, indeed, in verse 19 as well as on 26, there was one fact.Which may not stand up as you read it the first time.
在中文只有四个字，在英文三个字，就是 the 也是四个字 ，the doors were locked 门都关了，就是这四个字。
Whether it's in the English or Chinese version, they were described by four words. The doors were locked.
不只是一个 door 是锁的，所有的 doors 都是锁起来的。
It means all the doors were locked.
在我个人的信仰和负担里面，我对这几个字有特别的敏感。
In my faith, in my beliefs, and I'm especially sensitive to these four words.
不管这个字是关也好，不管这个字是锁住也好。
Whether the door was closed or locked.
说出一个事实，就当时的门徒和外界是隔绝的。
This signified a truth. The truth is the disciples then were isolated from the rest of the world.
或者说当时第一世纪耶稣刚刚复活的那群门徒，他们是一些关闭的人。
So initially, those disciples in the first century, they have been isolated or they isolate themselves.
因为什么我们要分别两件事情？第一，我们基督徒要跟世界要有分别，和基督徒与世界不可分隔，这两句话是不同意义的。
So we need to pay special attention to this meeting, to the meaning whether the Christians need to be separated from this world versus the Christians need to be isolated from this world.
我觉得英文它翻得很好，一个是 separate, 一个是 isolate. 一个呢是我们要跟这个世界要有所分别，但是另外一方面呢，我们也不能跟这个世界有所分割。
In other words, we should be different from this world, but we still in this world.
所谓 not of this world, but in this world, 不在这个世不在我们是不属于这个世界，却在这个世界的里面。
In other words, we don't belong to this world, but we still live in this world.
如果我们说我们是光，我们是盐，弟兄姊妹，这是不合圣经的，也是不够的。只是说我们是光和盐。
If we only say that we are only an isolated salt and a light, this is not the meaning of the Bible.
耶稣告诉我们说，你们是世上的光，是世上的盐。
Jesus said, "You are the salt and the light of this world."
但是弟兄姊妹，请注意，当时这些门徒门关了，不是外面有人用封条把他们关起来的那个关。
See, when the disciples locked the door, they locked the doors themselves.
对，就是后面，因为他们是自己把自己反锁起来的。
They were not.Locked by someone else, but they locked the door themselves.
我们在这里看见当时的光景，不是外面关它，是他们自己关自己。
So they locked the door, they self-locked their doors.
我把它叫做这是一种属灵的自闭症。
They mean they self-imposed isolation.
那么我们在这里看见为什么会这样关起来？
And let's see why they would do this.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多时候不是外界把我们绑在那里，不让我们做见证，是我们自己把自己的手脚绑起来。
Very often we don't witness for the Lord is not because the world prohibits us, but we refrain ourselves.
这个就是当时这些门徒的光景。
This is exactly the situation of the disciples in those times.
他们的现象是关闭。
They were self-locking.
关闭的原因不是外界使然，而是里面变成的。
They were not forced by the outside, but rather they were caused by themselves.
那么请看到底他们关闭的原因是什么？
So why were they doing this?
我们看见在十九节告诉我们说，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关。
Here says in verse 19, was the doors locked?For fear of the Jews.
起码我们在这里看见当时他们封闭自己的明显的或者是外在的原因。
So the obvious reason is clearly stated here.
因为他们知道当时的犹太人杀了耶稣以后会一不做二不休的。
Because they were afraid after they crucified Jesus, those Jews may come after them.
尤其他们知道耶稣还有一些残留的余党在那边。
Especially those Jews know that Jesus.Have left some disciples.
当然，他们要想办法赶尽杀绝，斩草除根，以度后患。
So it's obvious for them to go after and wanted to kill all the remaining disciples.
今天的基督教又是如何呢？
What's the situation of Christianity today?
我们有没有相类似的这种关闭的情形？
Are we falling into the same situation?
或者说我们有没有像类似的这种惧怕的情绪在基督徒的心中。
Do we also have the same situation, the same kind of fear in our hearts?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在美国，也许我们不像其他的国家，我们在这里做礼拜，在这里聚会，在这里侍奉，在这里工作，害怕外面政治的压迫。
Here indeed we are in the United States. We are not afraid of our political persecutions because of our belief.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们却很明显地发现，我们有非常强烈的一种信仰的自卑。
However, it's clear to me that most of us suffer from the self-pityness because of our belief.
很坦白地说，今天我们这些所谓理性很高的知识分子，在我们的信仰上，我们很少很认真地反省、检讨、整理我们的信仰。
Yes, indeed. Among us, mostly most rational, most intellectual people, we pay rarely enough attention to faith our faith.
主日做礼拜，因为我们是基督徒，我们要来做礼拜。
We are Christians. We are so-called Christians. So we come to church on Sunday.
但是什么时候，如果教会有一些特别的帮助我们整理信仰的聚会的时候，我们就发现来的人比较少。
But whenever there is an opportunity or a meeting organized by the church to help us to strengthen our faith, very rarely people will come.
换句话说，我们已经很满足了我们做礼拜天基督徒的这样的一个身份。
Perhaps you are satisfied to be a Sunday-only Christian.
在我们自己的工作上，我们常常有一些 continue education 的机会。
During our career, we often have the opportunity for a continuing education.
但是在我们的信仰上，我们对这一方面却是相当相当的落后。
Yeah, yes, we are yet falling way behind in terms of our religious belief.
当我们不知道怎么样，当我们没有去整理我们的信仰的时候，
when we have not had the chance to rethink and organize our faith.
当我们发现在教会外面有反基督教的一些学说，有一些反基督教的思潮领导的时候，我们就像当时的门徒一样，我们就关闭起来。
Whenever we face up to the anti-Christian propagandas and so forth, we self-imposed isolation.
我们就说那是世俗啊，那是不好的，那是属魔鬼的，那是不应该有的。
We merely given excuses of calling those to be belong to the devils or satans, so we separate ourselves from them.
那么我们就赶快回到教会，我们来唱诗赞美，我们在主里交通，我们在主的里面有很敞开的祷告。
So we come to the church and then we pray openly and we praise openly in the church.
当我们遇到外面的挑战的时候，我们马上就跟外界断绝往来。
Whenever we face challenges from out of this world, we instantly separate ourselves and lock ourselves up.
我马上就跟他们划清楚河汉界。
So we make mark a clear boundaries between us and them.
更糟糕的，很多人就开始自己说我是分别为圣。
And then even worse than that is we call ourselves to be separated and to be holy.
昨天晚上我看电视，不只是看见 Celtics 的转败为胜。
And not only I saw how Celtics came back from defeat last night.
昨天在电视上，如果你看新闻的话，你会发现有一个很大的新闻。
And there was also another important news last night.
天文物理学家证实一件事情：宇宙的来源，所谓 Big Bang 这个 theory.
And the astrophysicists were excited with this new observation they have seen lately, and they were.Incline more to the Big Bang theory.
那么到底今天宇宙的来源是什么呢？他们说：“哎呀，我们找到答案。”
The Big Bang theory is one theory to explain how the universe had come about.
但是今天早上，我愿意就因着昨天晚上所听到的这个新闻，向我们每一位提出挑战。
And because of this, I'd like to present a challenge to all of you.
我们相信宇宙的来源是怎么来的。
We understand and we know how the universe was created.
我们看见神的话是怎么启示的。
We see how the Lord had told us how the world had come about.
当我们看见今天世界外面有这种的学说理论的时候，
As we see the scientists were trying to explain this phenomenon,
请问我们这些基督徒是站在一个什么样的地位？
I ask you, in what situation, in which side, you as a Christian, you should stand.
我们在这里都是一些学科学的人，比较占多数。
And great majority of us here are scientists.
那么当我们遇到这些事的时候，我们是跟他们划清界限，我们就跟他这个壁垒分明呢，还是我们愿意出去跟他们有对话？
When we face up a question or a theory like such, what position should we take? What's the Chinese culture?
我们今天走的是一个比较容易走的路，就是怎么样能够跟他划清界限。反正我们井水不犯河水。
This is because the Christians have taken the easy way, that is to be isolated from the society.
所以当我们回到这一段的圣经。
So as we return to this passage,
这个转败为胜是从哪里转败为胜？
And where did this comeback come from?
是让第一世纪的这些门徒怎么样从关闭变成开放的一个转败为胜。
This is a turning point of how the Christians turned from isolation to become an outgoing.
当然开放有开放的危险。
And yes, indeed, there are dangers when you become outgoing.
你一开放，你就有很多的暴露。
Once you have opened up, you will show also your weakness.
因为你一开放，人家就能够看见你本来关闭所看不见的一些优点，当然连长处也看不到。
And once you open it up, it's easy for them to see your weaknesses than your strength.
这就使我想到这段圣经，使我想到《孙子兵法》，我们都很知道的一句话：“知己知彼，才能够百战百胜。”
This reminded us one of the famous Chinese strategists. He had said once, "A full knowledge of your enemy and yourself is an assurance of victory."
因为在这五节的圣经里面，很明显的分成两个段落。
And these five verses are clearly separated into two sections.
这两个段落都是用同样一句话来做骨干。
And both of these sections have a theme, a phrase.
耶稣这位复活的主两次在同一次的聚会里面向门徒说：“愿你们平安。”
In both places, Lord, the resurrected Jesus had used and ended the phrase with.Peace be with you.
十九节到二十节说愿你们平安，是针对他们在神的面前认识他们自己而说的。
And the first time when it's mentioned, peace be with you, signifies how they will know themselves in front of the Lord.
二十一节到二十三节说完了愿你们平安，是指着外面，是指着彼而说的。
And the second place, be peace with you.Is with regard to the outside world to you.
当时这些门徒对耶稣的复活，我们可以用“道听途说”这四个字来形容。
We can describe how the disciples' knowledge about Jesus' resurrection as hearing and saying.
这个也是今天基督教的一个很大的一个危机。
This is also a tremendous danger with Christianity.
耶稣复活了吗？
Did Jesus resurrected?
是的，两千年前他复活了。
Yes, indeed, he came to life 2,000 years ago.
但是耶稣复活的这个真理和你我在生命上，在日常的生活上没有直接的关系。
How will this truth be related with you and mine everyday life?
这个礼拜我一直在思想这件事情。
And I'm pondering on this question throughout the whole week.
耶稣的复活，我发现有三层不同的意义。
I realized there were three layers of meanings with regard to his resurrection.
当我们讲到耶稣复活的时候
，as we talked about his coming to life,
我们相信这是历史的史实。
We believe this is a historical fact.
两千年前，空的坟墓证明他复活了。
The empty tomb of 2,000 years ago is one proof.
今天我们读他的话，我们知道他复活了。
Today we read his words and we understand, we know he had come to life.
但是那是第一层两千年前的事情。
But both means something happened about 2,000 years.
复活第二层的意义是什么呢
？The second layer of the meaning is.
我相信，再过十年、二十年、三十年、五十年、六十年，我离开这个世界的时候，我会经历那个复活。
No matter how long in the future, when I leave this world, I will experience his resurrection.
我这个肉身的生命停止了，我就进入那个复活的来生的生命。
When my physical body has stopped, my spirit would experience Jesus' resurrection.
一个是远在两千年前。
And one thing, the first layer happened about 2,000 years ago.
一个是在二三十年之后。
And another thing is about 20, 30 years from now.
今天耶稣的复活跟你我有什么关系
？What is then the meaning of his resurrection to you today？
复活的相对是死亡。
The opposite side of a coming life is to remain a death.
今天我们就是活在许许多多死亡的光景当中。
Today our life is surrounded by the fear of death.
我们很快看看在这段圣经里面主耶稣怎么样在两方面来帮助这些门徒从关闭的里面出来。
And here we like to focus on how Jesus was able to lead the disciples to come up, out of isolation.
19节21节耶稣说愿你们平安 shalom.
And 19th and the 21st, peace be with you or shalom.
Shalom 是犹太人他们见面这个很习惯的打招呼的话。
Shalom is a customary greeting words among Jews.
就好像中国人见面第一句话说吃了饭没有一样。
Just like a Chinese would greet each other, have you eaten yet?
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹请注意。
But dear brothers and sisters,
我知道我一讲吃饭了没有大家就有会心的微笑。
Whenever I mention have you eaten yet, and you realize what I mean.
但是我要问一个问题当我们习惯说见面说你吃了饭没有。
As we have this habit of asking someone, is your stomach full?
如果我们明显的看见一个人饿得半死跑到你面前，我想你再习惯说你吃饱了没有，你大概也不会跟他讲你吃饱了没有。
If someone has starved to near death, you would never ask him, have you eaten yet?
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。